Now, if you were listening on Friday last week, in our events diary, Five Things to Do in Cape Town, we told you about a notable art auction by Strauss & Co, which was coming up, including some really significant works of South African and international art, as well as pieces of jewelry, various items of furniture of great historic value in some cases. And we told you about the preview over the weekend, the actual auction taking place yesterday at the Vineyard Hotel. We thought we'd close the circle, as it were, and find out what happened. So it's a pleasure to welcome on the line with me senior art specialist at Strauss & Co, Emma Bedford. Nice to chat to you, Emma. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa.
Now, there were some really notable names on the list of artists, from Pierre Neuf to Battist to Bunzio and more, but I believe it was the painting that you chose as the cover for the auction catalogue which really created the biggest stir on the day.
That's right. We had it in. We were offering it at 700,000 to 900,000. It sold for 2.4 million, three times the estimates.
Wow.
For several reasons, it's a work by Robert Hodgins. He's one of our top South African artists, highly regarded, a fantastic painter, very clever, quite funny, tongue-in-cheek work called Bad Man with Great Threads.
So 2.4 million, that's nearly a record for his work, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We previously sold a work at 2.5 million, also a very impressive painting. But his work is much sought after. In our top 10 lists of highest priced items are three paintings by Robert Hodgins and, in fact, two works by William Kentridge. But so those were the contemporary works that drew the big bidders.
Now, I believe it was as much interest from international bidders as local.
Well, yes, we're finding because we are connected via various sites that allow people, that give them information of what's coming up around the world. We had bidders on South African and on international lots, but the most astonishing one was we had a group of 12 Persian fantasy paintings by a Russian artist called Paul Mack. And we had, I think it was 10 or 11 telephone calls from around the world. So it was an astonishing moment in the auction room when the auctioneer called up lot 447 and 11 staff stood up with phones and, you know, it was just humming. You know, the room was astonished. We hadn't really anticipated that they were going to sell, but they went for just under R1 million.
Now, it seems to suggest that obviously there is interest in art as an investment vehicle beyond just art for art's sake and for personal enjoyment. If international buyers, no doubt assisted by the exchange rate, are bidding that furiously that you have 11 or 12 of them on the phone at one time.
Yes, I think art is a serious business. A lot of people are buying with an eye. Well, you know, a lot of dealers are buying as well. I imagine that some of these people bidding from Europe are people who understand the importance of this artist and know how to market Paul Mack, you know, abroad to their clients. But, you know, we would prefer our buyers to think of art as something that they love and that they're acquiring for their own pleasure and edification, so that we wouldn't like to have to resell these items again in a short time. And this is the excitement, in fact, of coming to an exhibition like this. And I think that thank you for your broadcast, for your assistance, because the exhibition was just full of viewers streaming into the Vineyard Hotel to see the exhibition, and there was a lot of excitement around it and a lot of people coming just to look and to enjoy and to learn something more about local and international art and about the beautiful decorative arts items that we had as well.
That's great to hear. Great to hear that level of interest. Emma, I mean, I'm not going to ask you to disclose who any of the buyers were, but maybe in closing you can give us an idea of how much money was raised on auction in total.
Well, the auction totaled 42 million rand, which was the top end of our valuation. We give estimates. So that is quite an achievement. We sold across the board 84% of the items that people consigned to the auction. So that is almost unheard of, and certainly, you know, there are few other auction houses that can compete with those sort of results.
You must be very happy indeed. Thanks so much for filling us in, and congratulations to all involved. Emma Bedford on the line there, Senior Art Specialist at Strauss & Co. That top-selling painting, somebody asking me just to repeat the name of the artist. It's Robert Hodgins, H-O-D-G-I-N-S, Bad Man with Great Threads, selling for 2.4 million rand. Not a bad outing for a single painting, and I think a great show of confidence in some very talented South African artists. Pippa Hudson.